Thousands of sandhill cranes are gathering in central Wisconsin in an ancient autumn ritual, carb loading before they jet south for winter. To celebrate, last weekend, bird enthusiasts flocked to Baraboo for the first Great Midwest Crane Fest. The festival was hosted by the International Crane and Aldo Leopold Foundations. A century ago, sandhill cranes were on the brink of extinction. Now there's about 90,000 of them, and half call Wisconsin home part of the year. WUWM's Lena Tran has more.
On the second day of Crane Fest, the temperature hovered below freezing and a stiff wind blew. Winter was in the air. The Sandhill Cranes felt it too. Anne Lacey of the International Crane Foundation said it was great migration weather.
Kind of chilly, the birds might be inspired to leave. Sunny skies, so it heats the ground, creates thermals, and a very brisk north wind today.
Lacey is a self-professed craniac, and we were in Crane Central. The cranes are fueling up before flying south to states like Alabama and Florida. In the evening, thousands stage on the river.
Staging is when they come together pre-migration. They stay for a week or more, gleaning food from cornfields, so it's perfect that it matches up with the grain harvest, to fuel up for their migration south.
These ancient migrations predate colonization. This same stretch of river that the tall gray bluebirds love is home to many Ho-Chunk effigy mounds, said Bill Quackenbush. He's the tribe's historic preservation officer and spoke about their history in one of the Crane Fest sessions.
They're actually described as grave markers. These earthworks that you see in and throughout our ancestral footprint.
But by the early 1900s, overhunting brought the eastern population to the brink of extinction. In 1937, Wisconsin conservationist Aldo Leopold wrote a famous essay, Mourning the Loss. He wrote, "Their annual return is the ticking of the geological clock," until humans intervened. What Leopold couldn't see was their slow progress. A couple decades before, Congress had passed the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which prohibited hunting and selling them. Eventually, the cranes made a dramatic recovery. They're doing so well that now we need to relearn to live with them. They're nesting in golf courses, foraging in parking lots, and they're causing crop damage, eating young corn in the spring. Here's Anne Lacey again.
The landscape in Wisconsin, with our beautiful wetlands and our great agriculture, is because of these fertile post-glacial soils. These birds adapted to those changes that we put on the landscape. And now we are seeing what the repercussions of that are.
Lacey helped develop a non-toxic chemical whose bitter taste deters the cranes. The Crane Foundation is working to help farmers adopt it more widely. Come evening, a wagon full of craniacs bumped down to the riverside. It was overcast and cold, but spirits were high. Our guide was ornithologist Stan Temple.
We'll unload here and try to move together as a group to the blind, and we'll go straight into the blind, so we're not going to scare any birds when we have to.
Everyone crowded into something like a shipping container with a wide window. From there, they could look at the cranes without scaring them. The group peered through binoculars and cameras. More and more birds flew by to join the party, or the technical term, a siege. They'd chosen a sandbar on the other side of the river.
They would probably try to select a spot that has a little bit of shelter where they're a little out of the wind.
As climate change makes our winters warmer, the sandhills are leaving later, returning earlier. Elsewhere in their flyways, the cranes face drought, sea level rise. Jennifer Zoller was there, from River Falls. She thought the cranes looked like they were mingling at happy hour.
I am seeing literally hundreds of cranes all walking along the shore. Some of them look like they're eating or just drinking, and mostly they're just hanging out.
Groups came in twos and threes to join the siege. One bird was flying solo.
I'm betting that it's a young crane that stayed out in the foraging area and its parents left, and it's trying to find it.
It was like he got lost at the mall. Someone was skeptical. Find them in that crowd?
Right. Cranes probably think all people look alike.
Soon, fat on corn and grub, the cranes will leave for warmer skies. They'll wait for sure signs of winter. The river freezes or snow blankets the fields. They'll be back in the spring. Lena Tran, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.